Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Jay, has it been a tough week? Has it been hard to kind of get into game mindset for this week?
Why is that?
With stuff going on that we've heard about lately with your wife's brother and
stuff. Oh, no. We stay focused and, we adjust better than anybody.
Jay, you had two early possessions. You got field goals and net touchdowns. I know it's been a problem, but how much of an effect did it have on the game, the momentum of it?
Yeah, we had good field position for most of the day. I thought defense did a heck of a job for us. We got to play better offensively, and it starts with me. I know for a fact we're not going to like the film we're watching tomorrow.
Jay, it looked like right after you threw the interception, you knew immediately, you followed the throw, You knew it was going to happen.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was a quick screen, and, if he jumps it, it's probably going to be pick six, and he had a good beat on it and jumped it, and, made a good play.
Jay, you were taking some plays really low down the play clock earlier in the game. Was it the rotations with the safeties that was giving you guys some difficulties, getting things right before snap?
No, I think we had a good idea of what they were doing defensively. There's times we kind of want to burn up some of the clock and run the ball a little bit. I think that was just one of those cases.
Some interceptions easier to move past or put behind you than others.
Yeah, I think if you don't see a guy, you miss a coverage, things like that, those are kind of tough ones to swallow. I knew exactly what happened there. We got to correct it on the sideline, and we were off and rolling.
Coming off the victory over the Packers, this one especially hard to swallow after how well you played?
We didn't play, offensively, we didn't play that great in Green Bay either. That's kind of the facts. And today, we didn't play exceptionally well either. So, offensively, we got a lot of work to do.
Jay, from a standpoint of accuracy, do you think you're just kind of off today, or were there other issues that were kind of discombobulating the offense? Or
I don't know the stats, but they presented some problems. I think we made some mistakes offensively that contributed to some of that stuff. It takes a lot of guys to make it work.
What do you remember about the play? You got thrown down, and then you went through the concussion protocol on the sideline.
Threw it down pretty good. I know the play. We went through the protocol. Had no problems. Talked to the doctors again. Feel fine at this point.
You were much better after that. Did that kind of inspire you? Or?
So you just take a vicious shot early. That's the game plan now. We were in a mode where we needed to score. Some guys made some big plays on the outside, and we were able to punch one in. It's a shame we couldn't finish the game though.
Did you think that might have been a penalty? That hit on you?
I haven't seen the replay, so I don't know.
Any answers for the 1-5 at home this year?
No, wish I did.
Jay, it looked like on that 4th-and-2 when you guys punted, Langford came on the field, looked like you might have gone for it and then decided to punt. Did you expect to go for it? Did you want to go for it in that situation?
I think as a quarterback, as an offense, you always have a lot of confidence, but that's what Foxy and the guys in the booth and all those guys, they make that decision, so we back it 100%.
Couple more?
There was a lot riding on this game. You get back to 500, you would have been kind of in the mix. What's the mindset now, and how do you recover from something like this?
Yeah, second time we had a shot to get back to 500, and we kind of blown both opportunities. It's a shame because we had a good shot today. Offensively, like I said, we need to play a little bit better. But it's a great group of guys in there. We got a heck of a coaching staff. We're going to go back to work tomorrow, and we're going to battle for the next game. That's all we can do.
In fact, you not having Marquise out there. I know you've dealt with so many receivers, but he's been out there for every single game.
Yeah, he has. It's hard missing him. Like you said, he's been out there. He's got a good feel, but I thought those other guys stepped in and made some big plays for us.
Thank you.